April 7, One Family in Christ. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Ephesians 3:14-15. Through faith in Christ we become members of the royal family, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. In Christ we are one. As we come in sight of Calvary and view the royal sufferer who in man's nature bore the curse of the law in his behalf, all national distinctions, all sectarian differences are obliterated. All honor of rank, all pride of caste is lost. The light shining from the throne of God upon the cross of Calvary forever puts an end to man-made separations between class and race. Men of every class become members of one family, children of the heavenly King, not through earthly power, but through the love of God who gave Jesus to a life of poverty, affliction, and humiliation, to a death of shame and agony, that he might bring many sons and daughters unto glory. It is not the position, not the infinite wisdom, not the qualifications, not the endowments of any person that makes him rank high in the esteem of God. The intellect, the reason, the talents of men are the gifts of God to be employed to his glory for the upbuilding of his eternal kingdom. It is the spiritual and moral character that is of value in the sight of heaven and that will survive the grave. All who are found worthy to be accounted as members of the family of God in heaven will recognize one another as sons and daughters of God. They will realize that they all receive their strength and pardon from the same source, even from Jesus Christ, who was crucified for their sins. They know that they are to wash their robes of character in his blood, to find acceptance with the Father in his name, if they would be in the bright assembly of the saints, clothed in the white robes of righteousness. The family is named after the Father. Those who enter the heavenly mansions will have the name of the Father and the name of the city of God written in their foreheads. They will bear the divine superscription and be partakers of the divine nature.